大家一佛节吉祥快乐平安无事。
Good morning, blessings to everyone at this special occasion of Buddha's birthday ceremony.
为什么我讲最后一句是平安无事呢？
And may you be at peace and free from all troubles. And why is that?
因为我们的是今年的主题年是平安无事。
Oh, because the theme of the Damodaran Mountain blessing for this year is be at peace and free from all troubles.
而且今天要讲的是也是平安无事。
And so today our talk is about the theme as well.
我们一佛节呢是让我们这个缅怀佛陀他来到世间然后给予我们这个解脱自在的一个真理。那今天刚好是一佛节，所以呢，我们就记得他的教导。
So the bathing the Buddha ceremony is to honor Shakyamuni Buddha who came to this world and told us the truth and In order to honor him, we have this special ceremony.
那其实佛陀留下来给我们的就是慈悲跟智慧、哦、
And the two main things that Shakyamuni Buddha passed on to us is compassion and wisdom.
那平安无事只是其中的一个教导，一个小小的教导。
And be at peace and free from all worries, troubles, just a part of his teachings.
平安无事，它是四个字、哦、所以呢，我们就用这四个字来跟大家分享。第一个是平，通常是说，家人远门、哦、远路出行了，现在回来了。就说啊，平安回来了，是吗？就是很高兴，只要平安就好。
So, be at peace and there's really nothing to worry. In Chinese, it consists of four Chinese characters. So we're gonna explain one by one. The first Chinese character is 平。平 usually means when someone, you loved ones travel far away and they return home safely, you say, oh, they have returned safely. So it's a joyful moment.
那当然平呢很多意思、啊、有平和的意思，有平静的意思，有平稳的意思，也有平福的意思。
Of course, the Chinese character, the word 平 also has other meanings, other connotations such as stableness, soft, being calm, being smooth.
那这个平字呢就是没有什么叫做高高低低的起起伏伏的这个状况，所以呢它是很稳定的一个状况。那修行的时候呢其实是蛮需要这个平这个字。
So the word 平 in Chinese has the connotation of being stable, not having ups and downs, highs and lows, and it is especially important for our practice.
那我们在生活中如果是一直都是平平和和的时候呢，也有一句话就是，哎，其实呢，平安呢就是福。
And if in our daily life we always have such mentality and is always the mind is pretty stable and calm, and there's a saying in Chinese and being calm, being peaceful is a true blessing.
那还有一个呢，就是平常的意思，没什么特别，就是平常。
And another meaning, connotation to this word is really.Nothing special, it's ordinary mind.
那请问一下，这个大家都是 平常的这样子过活吗？是不是？
So I would like to ask you, do you always maintain an ordinary mindset or not?
就是这样子过生活，是不是？
Do you just, you know, let it be, just be natural, to live your life?
在这个平常里头呢，在禅宗里头呢，有一句话叫做，应该是马祖道一啊、哦，所讲的，平常心是道。
So in Chinese Chan practice, Master Ma Zu Dao Yi has a famous saying said, he said, the straightforward mind is the way.
也就是说，在平常里头呢，没有什么事情让自己牵牵挂挂的，没有什么事情让自己担忧的。有事情来就去应付一些处理、哦、所以呢有人就问禅师，就是说如果这样子我们是怎么样去修行呢？那禅师讲句话呢，叫做如果是你爱困了、哦、就是想睡觉了，你就是睡觉吧，然后你如果是肚子饿了，你就吃饭啊。那人家就很奇怪，就是很简单的一件事情嘛。啊、哦，我们每天都在做嘛，对不对？就是累了就睡觉啊，然后呢那个肚子饿了就吃饭嘛，是不是每天都做啊？没错嘛。
So what does really mean you have the straightforward in mind? It really means that you have nothing to worry about, nothing to be concerned about. Just be natural.Be yourself and you just practice. So some practitioners may ask masters, so in this way, how to practice then? Well, the master simply answered, well, if you're sleepy, go to sleep. If you're hungry, just eat. And some people find it quite strange because the method or the practice is just so simple and so natural. And it seems that, you know, go to sleep and eat is something that we do every day.
啊、这个其实这句话很简单的一句话呢，其实是让我们好好去，可以说是反省一下，或者是思考一下，我们在吃饭的时候呢，是不是好好的吃饭？我们在睡觉的时候呢，是不是真正的好好的在睡觉呢？就是要反问自己了。
But actually, the masters.Answers really ask us to reflect on ourselves, reflect on when we eat, when we have meals, do we really eat a good meal? And when we sleep, do we truly sleep well?
好，大家就是可以想一想，我在吃饭的时候，我是不是真的吃饭？或者是我是不是好好的在吃饭？叫做吃这个好好的吃饭，不是说吃好的菜吃好的饭，不大一样哈、哦。
So we can really contemplate on this and reflect upon ourselves. When we eat, do we really eat mindfully? Are we really eating well? In the sense that not we are having a good meal, delicious food, but in the sense, are we wholeheartedly eating? Are we mindfully eating?
那现在的生活呢，就是更明显的，就是说我们跟家人，今天是这个母亲节嘛，然后我们跟家人出去吃饭啊，啊，出去吃饭的时候，是不是每个人手上一个手机啊？
For example, today is Mother's Day, and a lot of people, a lot of families are going out for a meal. So when you're having food,Do you notice that? Is that true that everybody has their own cell phones out there?
那个时间呢是大家聚在一起，这个可以说是聚聚面谈谈心交流一下。那如果是你这跟这个手机在交流呢，那就失去这个意义了、哦。
So it's actually a precious family time that people get together, but unfortunately everyone is playing their cell phones.So you're actually communicating with your cell phones instead of your families.
还有一个就是在这边有举办一些禅修的活动， 然后呢也有周末的这个三天的这个禅修都市禅，更甚至有七天的那个所谓的这个也是都市禅，就是不过夜的。那大家这个有参加过的吗？有参加过请举手。
So, here we often host a meditation retreat for 3 days or 7 days, since it's hosted in the city, so people don't stay here for overnight. So please raise your hand if you have already participated meditation retreats.
举手的人太少了。
so few people raise up their hands.
那就是说在禅期里头呢，我们通常都有教怎么吃饭。大家有听过是吃饭禅这句话吗？有吗？那有没有用呢？想到才用。不是，在学的时候，然后呢在禅期进行中的时候呢，有没有真正的在用呢？有没有试着用这样？
So in those meditation retreats, we actually often teach people how to eat mindfully and wholeheartedly. But the question is, do you really put in effort and try to apply the method during eating? Not just during the retreat, but also when you go home after the retreat. And during the retreat, are you really trying hard to apply the method?
我再问一下。没有这样的做过的请举手。
And please raise your hand if you have never practiced the eating meditation.
没有的请举手。
If you have never done such thing, just raise your hand.
好 ,okay, 好谢谢。
Okay, thank you.
然后呢有的请举手。
And please raise your hand if you have tried a eating meditation.
然后呢没有举手的请举手。
And please raise your hands. And if you neither raise your hands when I said you have done such thing, or nor you raise your hand when you didn't do such thing.
所以呢，这里就看得出来哈，其实我们自己要检讨，就是说我们可以说是我们教的不好嘛，对不对？
So we should reflect on ourselves. Maybe we haven't done a good job.
是我们这里中心教的不好了，不是你们不是他们没有done a good job.
So here we really mean that maybe the Chan Meditation Center haven't taught everyone well. So maybe it's not your responsibility.
好。所以呢我们在吃饭的时候呢其实没有真正的吃饭，也没有办法好好的去真的是体会吃饭的那个味道是怎么回事。因为其实用禅修的方法的话呢，大家要不要听啊？没听过吗？要不要听啊？
So maybe when we have meals, we really don't know how to eat well. And do you want to know how to eat mindfully?
然后第一个呢，是我们拿的饭菜的时候，我们要吃的时候呢，我们要清楚这些饭也好，菜也好，它们的形状，这是第一个。就是说，第一个呢是清清楚楚的。然后第二个呢，我们在吃的时候呢，每一口。怎么样的放进去，怎么样的咀嚼，怎么样的咀嚼的时候呢，从大块变成小块，变成糊状的，这个过程清清楚楚，而且呢味道啊，这个味觉啊，这些东西呢都清楚。
So actually when you practice eating meditation, first you need to be aware of your food clearly, know your food clearly, know the shapes, the color, and second, when you put your food into your mouth, the sensation is very clear, and you're clearly aware how you chew the food, how you turn the big chunk into the small chunks, and how does food taste, and all the sensations are very clearly.
然后呢吞下去那个感觉是怎么样，在咀嚼的时候呢也可以注意一下咀嚼的力道是有多大有多强的，因为有些时候我们不注意的时候啊，在咀嚼的时候呢也有可能啊会咬到自己的舌头。
And also, should be clearly aware how you swallow the food. And when you chew the food, how much force do you use to chew the food? Because sometimes when people don't pay attention, they might bite their tongue.
应该有这个经验吗?
Do you have such experience?
可能有哦。
Some might
have. 其实我也有。
Actually, I have...such experience too, like biting your tongue if you don't pay attention. 嗯嗯
嗯。所以这个过程是很清楚的，而且它有一点很重要哦，就是说，如果是咀嚼还没咀嚼完的时候，就拿第二块的时候呢，那个感觉就减分了，你就没有办法真正体会这口饭它是怎么回事。
So actually, the entire process of eating, chewing, swallowing is very clear. And if you are a little anxious to get the second bite from the food before you truly experience the whole process of the first bite, your experience actually is not that clear. It's a little blur.
这个呢就是在这个用的方式就叫做吃饭餐。当然我们的心态是在吃饭之前是存着一种感恩的心去吃，因为这个是食物是其实来源是来自这个各方的。
So this method of how we eat mindfully is called an eating meditation. And of course the attitude of our eating practice is gratefulness, because the food come, the ingredients and foodthe resources come from everywhere, from everyone.
就是存着一种感恩的心来去吃饭。
So we eat with gratitude.
好，那这个简单的介绍一下，因为今天就有很好吃的菜哦。
So this is just a brief introduction to the eating meditation, because today we're going to have delicious food, so you can try to practice.
可是呢很好吃的菜呢如果是你真的在用心在吃的时候第一口我是讲第一口不是第二口第一口的吃的时候呢这个菜它的是什么样的味道呢很清楚就会呈现给你知道。
Because the food is very delicious today, and the first bite, the very first bite of your food,If you apply the method, it will become very clear. You very clearly know the taste of the food.
而且第一口，我就是强调这个是第一口的时候啊，它这道菜不应该有的味道呢，你就很清楚知道。因为有些时候啊，现在尤其是现在农药太多了，所以第一口这个不对劲了，这个是有问题的。
And if you do it correctly, the first bite, the emphasis is on the first bite. You have the first bite, you actually would know even something's wrong with food, you would know, because nowadays people use so much chemicals in their food. So if something's wrong, you would know too.
好，那个吃饭呢，大概是这样子一个状况。那接下来就是说，睡觉的时候呢，有没有好好的睡啊？
So that's all about eating. Then how about sleep? Do you sleep well? Do you know how to sleep well?
现代人其实是因为这个用脑太多了，所以其实睡觉的品质不是很好。
Nowadays, people use too much of their brain. They think too much. The quality of their sleep actually is not that good.
所以这里可以说是其实我们虽然每一天做一些很平常的事情可是呢我们其实没有真正的去用心在这个平常生活里头的一切。
So even though we do eat and sleep every day, it's like ordinary things, but we don't really know how to apply our mind into these ordinary things.
这句话就所谓的平常心是道呢，其实讲是这个样子讲，其实真正做起来呢，是非常难达到这个禅师祖师们的那个所谓的真正的平常心是道的这个 level、哦、这个水平。
So even though the master Ma Su Dao is saying the straightforward mind is the way, it's not hard to explain or understand, it is very, very difficult to achieve such level.
刚刚提的这两个是吃饭跟睡觉呢还好，可是呢我们面对每一天的生活里头啊，人家这个称赞你一句啊，人家你骂你一句啊，人家冤枉你一句啊，哎，人家这个是怎么样的这个侮辱你啊，等等等等，其实是不是真的能够做到平常心呢？这是相当难。
So even though eating and sleeping are, you know, ordinary things we do, those are not too difficult situations we face. But how about when people praise you, scold you, blame you, and do all kinds of things to you? At those times, are you still able to maintain the ordinary mind or straightforward mind?
不容易哦。
Not easy, right?
那连什么赵州和尚啊都有讲这句话，就是人家讲他这句话，他说虽然赵州禅师是明白了平常心是道了，可是呢他要花了多少年的功夫去实践呢？30年的功夫去练习。
So yeah, it is not easy for ordinary people. Actually, it's not easy even for masters. For example, Master Zhao Zhou, even though he understands this saying, this, you know, teachings intellectually, it takes him almost 30 years to practice on it to be able to achieve it.
真的是不容易。所以呢，其实是我们一定要下功夫好好的去修炼，叫修行、哦才能够希望能够达到这个境界。
So it is not easy, and we have to practice really hard, really diligently, and hoping that we can achieve such level one day.
好，那是第一个的字，叫做平的这个字哈、跟大家分享。下面呢是这个安这个字。
So that's about the first character, 平. That's all I would like to share. And we're going to the second Chinese character.
那这个安这个字呢、当你跟人家吵架的时候，人家说，哎呀，你安了，你安了。是叫你不要那么烦躁了、那就叫安。
So the second Chinese character, an means when you are having quarrels with others or having fights with others, other people were saying, okay, that's it. Okay, just calm down. So that means an.
那这个安字呢其实是可以说是安定、可以说是安康，就是说很多字这个跟这个安连在一起的。都是在一种平和的状态里头，也是没有在跳动的状态。
So many phrases, Chinese phrases, associated with this character N, have the meaning that being stable, having well-being, being calm. So this word also describes a state of mind that is not having ups and downs all the times.
那我们也可以用光是用这个字哈、来对我们自己的一个反省，就是说会去检查，我们去检查我们自己的心的状态，我们的心是不是真的安呢？
So we can use this word to reflect on ourselves, to check ourselves. How's our mind? How's our state of mind? Is it really settled, calm?
这里也跟大家分享一个禅宗的故事，就是达摩祖师在少林寺的嵩山啊，嵩山的少林寺在面壁的时候，那慧可禅师来向达摩祖师求法。那慧可禅师怎么说呢？就是说我的心不安呢、啊，那请你帮我安我的心。那菩提达摩祖师就说：“好啊，那你就拿你的心来给我，我就帮你安了。”
So here, there's a famous story between the first patriarch Bodhidharma and the second patriarch Master 慧可. So it happens the mountain Songshan and the temple of Shaolin in China. So during that time, Master 慧可visited Bodhidharma and said, "Well, my mind is not settled. Could you settle my mind for me?" And Bodhidharma replied, "Okay, show me your mind first."
那去找了慧可禅师就心究竟在哪里啊？去找心，找了，就是找不到心在哪里。然后呢，他就回答说：“我找不到心呢。”然后呢，菩提达摩说：“那我就已经帮你安好了。”
So once Master 慧可 heard Bodhidharma's response, he started looking for his mind. He thought here and there. He's looking, but he couldn't find it. So eventually he said to Bodhidharma, said, "Well, I couldn't find my mind." Then Bodhidharma said, "Well, right, that's right. I already settled your mind."
那大家这个听完这个故事以后，有没有去试着去找自己的心，然后呢，有没有把这个你的心是不是安了呢？
So when you were hearing this story, did you also try to find your mind? And so, has your mind been settled?
好像不行哦。
That seems not working.
那到了这个境界啊，无心可安是真正的安心。可是我们呢，没有办法的时候呢，我们就要靠这个什么，靠各种各样的方法来安心，对不对？
So when you attain the level of there's no mind to settle, it is actually the highest level, that's the true way, true method to settle your mind. But it's such a high level that for beginner practitioners, we can't achieve that yet.So we need to apply all kinds of methods to help us to settle our mind.
我们曾经应该是偶尔都会听到一个比较常常听到的故事，就是说这个家人啊，父亲也好，母亲也好，这个婆婆也好啊，等等，他们其实要走了，已经要离开了。可是呢，就牵挂着某一些自己的亲人了，儿子也好，这个女儿也好，哎，等等，哎，所以呢，他就一直还是有一口气在那边，那一直等到什么，他的儿女来的，他见到最后一面的时候呢，他才松一口气就走了。这个故事常听过嘛，哈，有没有？我们叫西方人有没有这种经验？
So we often hear such stories that families, your mothers, fathers, or your mother-in-law, father-in-law, that they are very sick, they're about to leave this world, but they are still concerned about their loved ones. So they just can't let go the last breath. So they hold on to the last breath until they see the one that they have been concerned about, and then they finally let go the last breath. I don't know if you've heard this story, such similar stories, and if it's also true in the Western world.
Yes or no?
Yes or
yes.
No? Okay, yes.
Okay, so it's very similar. 那所以呢，其实是要安这个心呢，我们用禅修的方法。那禅修的方法，大家应该听过了很多哈。我们所教的一个是放松的方法，对不对？呼吸的方法，还有什么？还有止观打坐，然后还有念佛，还有话头，还有什么？还有默照啊，等等。 都是禅修的方法。那禅修的方法呢，是希望我们的妄念越来越少，然后达到这个心能够安的这个状况。So
there are a lot of chan meditation methods that we can use to calm down and settle our mind, such as the techniques of relaxation, breathing using the breath to calm down your mind. Or just sitting, the method of just sitting, or chanting Buddha's name, or using a method of hua tou or silent illuminations. All these methods are chan meditation methods that can help you calm down your mind and to help you calm down wandering thoughts and reduce the wandering thoughts to very few thoughts to a very stable mind.
那其实用这些禅修的方法呢，它是希望达到心比较安定的状况，可是没有真正的到达所谓彻底的所谓的安心的状况，它只是让心沉淀平静而已。那感觉上面好像没有烦恼，但是当我们遇到比较严重的状况的时候呢，比如说。 这个让自己很害怕的状况啊，或者是一些非常愤怒的状况啊，一些大问题出现的时候呢，我们的心又是再一次的出现这些烦恼。So
all these methods we use can really help us to calm down our mind, settle our mind to the degree that it seems that we don't have many vexations anymore. Our mind is so stable, we don't seem to have many wandering thoughts. But actually, when you face big problems or difficulties or adverse situations, all your vexations will come up again.
所以从这点来看的时候呢，其实也是让我们可以去值得检讨的地方。那其实我是会遇到人，就是说，有一些菩萨就会问这个问题，说这个。 好像禅修对我的帮助不大。为什么呢？因为有些状况来的时候，我就跟着我的习气啊，我就反应了，就是吵架也好啊，这个心里很不平服也好啊，或者是很害怕也好。So
some practitioners will say to me, said that I find meditation are not that helpful to me because when I face difficulties or big problems, my comic reaction, my comic tendency will still in play, that I will still going to fight with others.
所以这里头呢，就是说，就是一个呢是可以检讨，另外一个呢就是会谈到我们在什么样的情况之下呢？ 心是不安的。
So this is where we should really take a deep reflection and really try to understand what type of situations our mind is not settled, is agitated.
比如说，当我们在很害怕的状况，我们在担心的状况，我们在很着急的状况，很紧张的状况。 或者是很兴奋的状况，我们的心是不是能够做到安宁呢？ 这个很明显，这个更不是安宁的状况。
For example, if we pay attention, we can notice that when we are in fear, in anxiety, or worry, or in tension, or overly excitement, our mind is agitated, is not settled.
现在这个环境，我们居住在这个环境里头，其实是比以前可以说是比以前更紧张的一个时代，科技的发展，然后呢政治啊、经济啊、军事啊这些等等的压力，然后呢社会上的一些治安啊、交通事件啊、环境污染啊，好像随时都会发生的。
So our modern days, modern times actually are more stressful than the past. Because the society is often under great pressure, under political, economic, or military pressures. And in addition, our lives and family members and property are often under threat of security, traffic accidents, or environmental pollutions.
所以佛陀虽然是在2000年，快要3000年的时间了，就已经讲过叫做世间无常，国土为脆，以前就是这样子，以前没有就是科技的时候呢，有一些大自然的这个等等的那个灾害。
So even though almost 2000 or 3000 years ago Shikamuni Buddha already told us that the world is impermanent and the land is fragile, and even like in the past, without such the stressfulness of the modern technology, it is already not perfect.
那这个是一般的哈，然后接下来呢是比较细一点层面的心的不安呢，就是在修行的时候。
So that's what we just talked about is at the coarse level of our daily life, what causes us to be agitated and not settled. And another level, more finer level is of unsettledness is about our practice.
开始修行的时候呢，就会发现呢，我们心的妄念是非常的多的，不容易安定下来，连放松都没有做好。更甚至于什么叫做放松都不知道，什么叫做放松。
So when we start to practice meditation, we will notice that we have a lot of wandering thoughts, and we don't even know how to relax, actually.
那在念佛的时候，有没有办法发现自己其实是机械性的念佛呢？
And when we chant Buddha's names, do you notice that you're doing it mechanically?
一面就是这个机械性的阿弥陀佛啊，可是呢，一面的很多念头在想东想西。我今天我的孙子吃饭了没有啊？这个他有没有肚子饿啊？这些等等都想一大堆的，可是一直在念哦。那个念法呢，叫做机械性的念。
So.When you chant Buddha's name repeatedly without stopping, but at the same time, do you pay attention that you're actually thinking, oh, has my grandson eaten yet? Is he all right? Having this, you know, same thoughts concurrently.
然后呢，不念佛就是用打坐的方法的时候也是一样，会发现哇，怎么我的念头那么多。
And when you use other methods like just sitting meditation,you will notice that you still have a lot of wandering thoughts.
然后就提出来说，我不打坐也好，不行也好，修行也好，修行的时候怎么那么多妄念呢？
So some people might say that, well, if I don't practice, I don't even know that I have so many wandering thoughts. It seems better. Now I start to practice, I just notice there are so many wandering thoughts.
对不对？好。那就是现在呢，我们一起来做一个实验哈，就是说，请大家这个合掌，然后呢，把我们的意念放在中指端， 两个中止端之后呢，去体验一下，以这个意念，以这个意识，不要离开这个中止端，然后你看一下，哎，体验一下那个时候你的念头是有多少。
Okay, so we'll do a little experiment. Just join your palms and direct your attention to the top of your middle fingers, and just experience, whether you can sustain that or how many wandering thoughts you can experience.
好。
Okay.
有什么发现呢？
What do you discover?
发现有多少个念头啊？那个时候
，How many wandering thoughts do you experience? Do you find out?
一个念头
，Just one.
一个念头就很厉害啊。
If you can maintain sustain just one thought, that's very good.
这个短短其实只有一分钟的时间了。
Actually, this is just one minute.
就是让大家体验一下。我们光是坐在这里的时候呢，我们其实念头是很多的。
Just want to let you know, experience that even while you're sitting here, you actually generate a lot of thoughts.
可是你能发现那么多念头的时候呢，哎，都已经比较好了。因为你以前你没有发现，原来我是光是坐在这里的时候，我的念头就那么多了，而且这些念头还不是细的念头。这些念头是粗的念头。
And if you can find, you can notice that you have a lot of wandering thoughts, that's already good. Better than that you don't even know. Because when you don't apply method, you don't even know that you have so many wandering thoughts. And all these thoughts are actually at a very coarse level. We're not even talking about the subtle level of thoughts.
所以哈，要来安心哦。
So, you see how important, to come here and, use method.
因为那个是需要，而不是想要。
Because this is what we really need.
好。那因此呢，会遇到一些状况的时候呢，就要怎么样去安心，怎么样把我们的心就安下来。当然，刚刚讲的是说，在这边来这边来学一些禅修，让自己安心。好。可是呢，在生活中，我们面对生活的问题、家庭、生命等等等这些问题的时候呢，其实真的是很难安定下来，那就变成是一种不顺畅的状况哈。所以，我们要想办法，怎么样去离开这些。
So we just talk about how to use.Meditation methods to settle your mind and to calm down your mind. It is really not easy, especially when you face difficulties or adverse situations in your life.
师父教一个方法呢，就是从自己做起，就是说要往内看，要向内多观察自己的状况。
So our 师父 Master 圣严taught us a method that we need to look within, look within and be observant of what's going on, within our mind.
那刚刚大家是不是做了？
So, did we just experience that?
是吗？
We just applied the method.
摇头。
Yes.
你在心就放在这个，那个意识哈，就放在中止端的时候哦。你会发现你自己的那些妄念其实那是心向内的而不是向外的。
Yes, we just did. When we apply the method of direct your attention, focus your attention on the top of the middle finger, you actually are direct the mind inwards instead of outwards.
嗯哼。好。那接下来呢是我们最害怕的事情呢。就是死亡。
And next, we'll talk about the thing that we fear most, and that is death.
那我们的生命呢，一生出来啊，之后一直到死亡呢，在生命里头的每一生每一秒， 其实都没有办法有绝对的所谓的保障，有可能是生病的，有可能是发生意外的啊，这个事情呢是都有。所以呢佛陀又再讲一句话，就是说人命为脆在呼吸间，在一呼一吸之间呢，其实我们都很多东西是没法确定的。
So when we were born until our death, there's actually no absolutely guarantee of security. And people can die of illness, can die of accidents, and there's really no security in that at all. So Buddha once said that our lives are really between breaths. And once, you know, don't have breath, you're gone.
有一个这个调查，就是他们说死于艾滋病的人的比例啊，没有死于这个车祸就交通意外的多。也就是说交通意外呢，其实更严重。
So there's a study actually shows that people die of AIDS are less than people die ofTraffic accidents. So actually, traffic accidents kill more people.
所以虽然是说我们没办法保障自己这个样子，可是呢，我们是尽量做，而是说知道有这个情况的时候呢，我们接受这个情况这个事实。可是呢，不是说担心着啊，随时会死亡，然后人就很想，那就是死了算了，不是这样子。佛法不教我们这样子，而是。要讲因果的关系，我们会负这个因果，所以呢不是怕死，而是说要努力的做好修行，然后呢改变自己的命运、哦、
So even Buddha Dhamma teach us this truth and teach us to accept this truth. It doesn't mean that we should worry about death all the time and or just say okayPessimistically say, okay, so why don't we just die? Well, we actually respect the law of cause and consequences, and we are not afraid of death, and we try our best to change our karma and towards a good direction.
另外一个呢，就是说我们应该是也是很害怕呢，就是战争这个事情。
And the second thing that we're really afraid of is probably war.
那大家在自己的生命里头，是不是曾经体验过战争呢？请举手。
Please you raise your hand if you have experienced war during your lifetime.
没有。OK, 有。有比较少哦。可是呢、没有办法体会到战争的这种凄惨痛苦啊，大部分人。可是呢，有没有人体会过战争过后，你在战争过后慢慢恢复的那个状况之下，你生活应该有吧？哈。
So even though only a few people experienced the wartime, I guess some people must have experienced the post-war tragic difficulties or depression.
有吗？哈，所以呢，其实战争其实是对人类来讲是很痛苦的。那只是说我们个人没有办法去真正的是做到什么。那如果是能够做的，就是说是不是可以让我们的人心哈，不要有这个欲望去，你欺负我，我就反过来打你这样的。这个状况是不是可以减少这个战争的发生？
War causes great suffering, and there's really not much our individuals can do. But at least we can try to apply to our own minds and to be observant. If we can see the arising thoughts of retaliation, can we reduce and be aware of such thoughts?
好，那接下来呢是其实刚刚有稍微提的哈，就 就是说在修行的过程中让自己安心。那怎么安呢？就是从一个很多杂念的状况之下，慢慢用方法，在生活中也随时在用方法，那让自己这种杂乱的心呢，慢慢就简单化。那简单化以后呢，再继续深入，就慢慢让自己能够越来越少妄念，然后呢，用的方法呢，越来越集中。啊，集中以后呢，还要继续深入一点，而且呢，知道了所谓的统一心的状况，可是统一心还不够，还要超越这个统一。那这个呢，是这样子的一个逐渐的过程中呢，我们就会发现我们的心呢是越来越容易安定。
So we talked about how to use meditation methods to train and tame our chaotic mind, to put really chaotic, to concentrate the chaotic mind, to calm down to one thought, one mind, and make with the deepening of our practice, we're able to concentrate, we're able to settle our mind, and eventually reach the level of unification, united mind. And once we achieve that level, we need to continue to practice, even deepen our practice to transcend such a state. And with the deepening of our practice, our mind will become more and more settled.
这样子的时候呢，还要再进一步哈，就是说超越这个统一的心，你才能够到达这个所谓真正安心的状况。
And even when you reach the stage of unification of body and mind, you need to take one step further and deepen your practice. To transcend such state, can you only reach the true liberation? Can you reach the true mind calmness?
那讲那么久，你只讲了两个字，一个是平，一个安，然后接下来是无事。无事讲的什么呢？无字，我在这里想讲的，就是说，其实就是无常的事。
So we talked a lot, but actually only covers two Chinese characters, that is Ping and An. And next we'll talk about the last two Chinese characters, that is really, there's really not a thing. So what that means is really impermanence.
那其实我们一直到现在在这个生命的这个过程中呢，这个无常这个事情它有没有曾经停止过？有没有停止过？没有，它一直在变哦。
So the fact of impermanence, the law of impermanence,Has it ever stopped for a second during our lifetime? No, not at all. It's always there. It keeps changing. Things keep changing.
从早到晚，这个无常的变动啊，一直在变，在变，在变，随时在变，没有停止过的。
So from the morning to the evening, every second, things are changing. The law of impermanence never stops.
从远古一直到现在呢，都一直在动中。
And from the ancient time to nowadays, everything are changing.
然后还继续的这样子变动。
And will keep going that way.
也就是说，其实每一天我们所面对的都是无常的事。
So that really means every day we are facing things that keep changing.
没错嘛，
It's impermanent, right?
所以呢，其实没有这个方法，没有这个观念指导呢，很难做到所谓的安心的这个状况。
So that's why lack of methods or the principle understanding or principle, it's very hard to truly settle our mind.
只有一句话叫做一些天灾人祸让我们不安定啊，人与人之间的那个冲突啊，怎么样跟自然的这个适应啊，这些等等等等这个问题让我们是不能安心的。所以呢在这种无常的状况之下呢，这是叫做兵来则将挡，然后呢水来呢图什么图掩，这是要有这种心理准备要去做。
So, when we face natural disasters or conflicts with the people or conflicts with the nature, which will cause, those things cause great unsettledness and disturbance in our lives. In facing those difficulties or crises, there's only one way to deal with them is just, deal with it when you come to it. You have to have such mentality.
那所以呢心的安定其实还蛮重要的、哦、那好，那个现在呢要请大家体验一下、啊、因为刚刚是大家看合掌的时候呢看到自己心念很多嘛，那有一个体验呢是说是不是在这个很多心念的时候可以自己让自己没有特别要想什么。
So we'll do another experiment. The first one we just did is really to make you aware of your thoughts, but this one you'll try to experience to see if amidst all your wandering thoughts, can you really try to not to think of anything particularly? There's really nothing to think.
这个把心念啊、把这个意念呢、啊、放在中指端呢，是有一个地方可以停住在那边。那所以呢是有事情做的，对不对？心念有地方停住嘛，对不对？可是现在我讲的这个哈、是更进一步，就是说让自己教自己，自己一个命令说，我没有特别要想什么。那这个有点点要搞清楚，就是说我们是有念头的。啊、他会一直有念头，可是呢我们自己有一个意志力说我没有特别要想什么，他有念头是他自己有念头，可是呢我没有特别要想一件事情，这个要清楚才能做咯。
So the first experiment when we ask you to direct your attention to the top of your middle finger, you actually has one thing to focus on, you have something to doBut this experiment that we will do is one step further. That is actually you're teaching yourself try not to think, not to think one particular thing. Just maintain the mentality of nothing to do and nothing to think about. Of course, you should be aware that you have thoughts, but you're not particularly focused on it, or you don't even go with it to think about it. You remain centered and calm, settled that I have nothing particularly to think, I have nothing particularly to be concerned about.
明白吗？
明白。
Do you get it? Are you clear?
很好，非常好。
Okay.
这样子表示说大家这个是很投入在听我讲话。
That's good.
要不然这个明白吗？没有人回应。
Because when someone answered yes, we get that. That means you're listening to my talk attentively.
好，如果是这样子，我们就体验了哈，叫自己没有特别要想什么，也不一定要合掌什么的，不用，只是说，下这个指令是不是做得到
？Okay, so we can start now. You don't need to join your palms. You just direct, give your mind an order that right now, I just want to experience with nothing to think about, with nothing to do.
如果是有要想的，一发现自己要想一件事情的时候呢，就是不要继续就可以了。
So when you notice that you tend to pull away by one particular thing, or tend to ponder over one thing, just try stop and gently direct your attention back to the job that's doing nothing. Do not ponder on anything.
非常好，好，
okay,
可以。
Very good. Okay.
做得到吗
？Can you do it?
做不到啊。
Not easy. Can't do it. Cannot do it.
做不到哈、哦，就好好来学禅吧。
So if you find it's difficult, just come and practice with us.
不容易啊、哦，这个状况呢，我让大家体验这个状况呢，我没办法告诉大家是怎么去做。
So this practice, this, you know, how to get into this state of mind, it's, I can't really tell you or help you get into that state of mind.
不是，就是这样子，特别想什么。
Because the teaching is really simple, it's justDon't think anything particular.
嗯，那如果是做到的话，哈，如果是这个方式，如果是它有用的，那你当你很多念头啊，这些各种各样的状况出现了，你就可以用了。或者是平常里头你就可以用，我没有特别要想什么、啊，尤其是你对某些事情放不下的时候，你就可以告诉自己，我没有特别要想什么，不要继续想下去了。不继续想下去，刚刚在做的时候，我就提醒大家，如果是在想什么事情，你就告诉自己不要继续想下去了。我不是说叫你 stop， 因为 stop 呢是停止，你压制它的。可是你说我没有要继续想下去啊，那你不继续想的时候呢，哎，是那个状况是不大一样的。
So if you are able to do this, you find it's helpful, useful, and you can apply this experiment that we just did often in your daily life when you notice that you're getting hung up on something that you're thinking or overly concerned about something, you can just use this method and tell yourself there's nothing particularly you want to think about or concerned about. And if you notice that you're pulled away from this method,Just like during the experiment, I remind you that if you find yourself pulled away, just gently tell yourself, I do not want to continue this thought stream of thoughts, and just gently direct yourself back instead of a harsh stop, because you don't want to suppress the stream of thoughts either. You don't want to suppress yourself, but you just want to gently direct your mind back.
所以刚刚说做不到的哈。哎，你可以这样子试啊。当你发现你自己一直念想一件事情继续想下去的时候呢，你就告诉自己，就是不要继续想。那你不继续想这个事情的时候呢，慢慢你熟悉以后呢，你就可以很快哦，不要想就不想。那所以呢，需要练习的。
So, just like I said, if you're able to do that, then you can practice anytime, anywhere in your daily life, and you will have, over the time, you will obtain the ability that you can clearly direct your mind. And if you don't want to engage in the stream of thoughts, you can redirect your mind, recondition your mind to do something else or doing nothing.
今天时间超过一点点。
Okay, that's it for today as we already reached the time limit.
今天讲的大家能够明白吗
?So, are you able to get what I tried to convey today?
好、oh, 那就谢谢我们的翻译，翻译得很好。
Okay, thank you. Thank you for coming.
好，祝福大家，阿弥陀佛。